Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Raven Lassert, the co-founder of the Moosehide Campaign. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Raven, why don't we start off by having you tell us what the Moosehide Campaign is and how you got it all started?
Yeah, thank you. So my dad and I are the co-founders of the Moosehide Campaign, and we're working towards ending violence towards women and children, and hopefully bringing more men and boys into the conversation. And so we started it in 2011, and we asked folks to wear a little patch of Moosehide as their commitment and their everyday reminder to not do violence in their lives and to commit to a happy, healthier future.
And why was the Moosehide chosen as sort of the symbol of this campaign?
Yeah, it's a good question. So my dad and I are carrier people, so from central British Columbia, and we are a hunting family. And so that's where we got the moment of inspiration to start the Moosehide campaign, was while we were out on a hunting trip. And we just think of the moose as like a really beautiful representation of land and culture and the healing part of the land. And so we thought that maybe if we used a piece of moose hide that people could wear as that representation of their commitment, that that would be something that they would feel connected to and help to honor that masculinity side of like the healthy warrior spirit in us.
So as you mentioned before, the Moosehide Campaign was established in 2011. So what sort of work has the campaign done between then and now that helped further your outreach, not just in British Columbia, but across Canada?
Yeah, so when we first started the Moosehide Campaign, my sisters and I cut up the first 25,000 squares of moosehide and asked people to wear that as their commitment to ending violence. And so since then, we've now handed out over 2 million moosehide pins across Canada to folks along the gender continuum. Men, women, LGBTQ2S are all wearing the moosehide pin and participating in our events that we hold each year. And so our big goal is to get 1 million Canadians fasting together on the same day and to get 10 million moosehide pins sent out across Canada.
Now, I understand that the Moosehide Campaign does have a virtual event this year for this campaign, so why don't you tell us a bit more about it?
So February 11th is our event this year. We have a big virtual gathering taking place, and so you can register to do so on our website at moosehidecampaign.ca. And we're asking folks to join us in a one-day fast, where we're asking people to go without food or water for one day from sunup until sundown. And there will be thousands of people across Canada fasting together with the same commitment to end violence against women and children. And so we will have some keynote speakers come in. My dad and I will share a few words as the co-founders. And then we have a bunch of interactive workshops available, so different skill building and some cultural teachings, and they're all interactive, so you can register for that on our website as well.
And is there a deadline to register for the workshops and the rest of the events lined up for this virtual campaign?
There's no deadline. It's just as soon as you can is the best way to do that. And so we just encourage folks to register. We have a separate event webpage that you can access once you've registered. So it's really important to register. And we have pins for free, so you can order them on our website as well.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there will be speakers at this event. So could you tell us a bit more about who will be speaking and what they will be covering?
Yeah, so we have three keynote speakers this year. One of them is Swill Canem, and he is a man from down in the Lummi Nation. He's also a world-class violinist, so he will be sharing a piece that he composed just for this event. And then we also have one of the commissioners for the Inquiry into Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women, and so her name is Michelle Odette, and she will be sharing a few words. And then we have a famous TikToker that's coming in. Her name is Tia Wood, and because we have so many youth participating in our event this year, we wanted to make sure that we had something for everyone. And so Tia Wood will come in and share a few words, more so for the youth portion, but for everyone as well. So those are three speakers, and we're really looking forward to having a day of ceremony and inviting every single person to come and join us.
And you also mentioned workshops as well and how they sort of deal with, I guess, personal development, so to speak. So could you kind of speak a bit more to that?
We have about 13 different workshops that are available on the day, and they range in what we are providing. And so some of them are skill building. Some of them are more of like a teaching of cultural teachings. And so we have a few elders that are coming to share some cultural indigenous teachings. We are inviting folks into a ceremony. And so what we're really trying to do is create safe spaces for everyone to do some learning and reflecting, some about healthy relationships. So it is really wide ranging and they're all interactive. So you'll be able to do like a breakout section and go and talk with other folks as well. And so really just looking at what violence means and how we can all be part of the solution.
Now, once again, Raven, where can people go to get involved in this campaign, not just for this virtual event, but year round?
Yeah, so as we're leading up to 1 million Canadians fasting together, we really encourage folks to wear the moose hide pin every day, to wear and share it. It's more important now than ever that folks are continuing to have these really important conversations. And so you can order some free moose hide pins on our website at moosehidecampaign.ca. You can register for our event on our website and just learn some more about the campaign and what we're working on. We have a ton of resources and support resources on our website as well if you need any support.
Perfect. Now, Raven, we covered quite a bit of ground, but was there anything else about the Moose Hide campaign that you wanted to share with our listeners today?
Just thank so much for having me and thank you for listening. And please feel free and welcome to join the Moose Hide campaign with us.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Raven, for chatting with us today about the Moose Hide campaign.
Thanks for having me.
That was Raven Lassert, the co-founder of the Moosehide Campaign. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.